All right. So, second time's a charm, right? That's a saying?
That's
my new saying. That's the new saying for the podcast. Since this, what's funny is this isn't the first time that the audio's been ruined for a video this week.
Oh,
and I had to redo it. So I did my whole last episode with a shotgun mic, like the ones that kind of boom over top of you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went back to look at the audio, it was literally just going, apparently our like, mic is dead.
Shut up.
Yeah. Apparently our mic is like completely ruined. So I had to go get another one, and that was fun. So, all right. So like I said yesterday when we tried to record this, I had the idea for this episode because of the text message you had sent to our family group message about starting your Instagram account that you just recently started and kind of how you were feeling about it and what you were, maybe even like some concerns you had about starting it. And so I think that's what we'll talk about again.
Yep. I'm good to talk about it again.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sure we can do this again. Yeah. All right. So talk a little bit about, or just kind of tell everybody who's watching a little bit about what it is that you actually started.
Okay. So I started an Instagram blog. I don't have like an actual blog website set up yet, but I started an Instagram to encourage women probably specifically to use their clothes in their closet in a fresh way, to look put together and to dress well with things that they already have so they don't feel pressure to buy new things all the time. And to look put together, whether you're just in leggings and a t-shirt or whether you're in a really dressy dress or something like that. So I want it to be like a practical Instagram in a way that it makes people feel like that's achievable.
Cool. So let me ask you this first question about the actual account. So what made you even want to start that?
So I've used fashion and dressing myself as my creative outlet kind of my whole life. I don't, I'm not good at art. I can't draw. I don't paint. But I'm really good at putting together outfits. I kind of like the presentation of things. Right. That's kind of where I specialize. So even, like I said, if I'm at home in sweatpants, my outfit matches. It's just the way that I am. People might think that makes me like high strung, but I actually like it. I like to do that. It's fun for me. So
it's not a stress to try to think about what am I going to put on today? How do these things go together? Mm-mm. You know, the different options. That's actually like a fun thing.
Oh, it's so
for you.
I think it's really fun. Like even if, I'm like, how can I look cute, but also be wearing like a throwaway tee? that's fun to me to think about. So I really try my best to always, always look presentable, even like if the mailman shows up, but like I don't even care if he shows up or not, but I just like to look good. So when I thought about, I've gotten compliments. People have asked me like, what should I wear to this? What should I wear to that? I have taken people shopping before. People ask me where I shop. So when like I mentioned yesterday, the lame thing, I've won best dressed in like two different times. So I was just it's kind of just been confirmation, I guess, throughout my life that people have admired how I present myself. And so I wanted to be able to show people kind of like how my I make videos sometimes on my story about the process of me picking out an outfit or like the weather today or what I'm doing today and why I'm wearing what I'm wearing. So I thought that might just help people who it does stress out to get dressed, because I know a lot of girls who don't like shopping and they don't like picking out outfits. It stresses them out. Even if they look good, they didn't have a fun time getting to that spot.
Right.
So
it was work. It wasn't necessarily like a fun thing.
And that's why we're all different. We all have different likes and things that we like to do. And this is one thing that I love to do. So I thought, why not just share it? And Instagram's such an easy platform to do that on. It's not like I had to, we'll probably get to like this, but I didn't have to pay for anything to even start up. So
talk about kind of the context in which you're doing this. So this isn't like a full-time thing for you. You know, what do you do on a regular basis? And so what are you fitting this into
Okay, so I am
in your life.
I'm a wife, I'm a mom, and I nanny right now. So I nanny, it's part-time. It's anywhere from like 25 to 35 hours a week that I nanny a little girl. And I obviously being a mom, it's not a job you get to turn on and off. So I'm fitting that into that. I'm involved in church and stuff. And I always have family events going on. And so because I kind of not live a diverse life, I think I live a life that a lot of people live. Like you're just doing different things sometimes. Like you're going to birthday parties, you're going to work, you're going to your friend's house, you're having a mom date, you're going out on a date with your husband, you're doing lots of different things. And so I can show kind of how I get ready for all of those events. That's cool.
So you're constantly using not just, you know, hey, I'm going to go take my closet and pick out random things and like show cool outfits. It's actually the real version of whatever you did that day.
Right, right.
So it's like, hey, I had to go to church on Sunday morning, so I dressed like this. I'm taking my daughter to the doctor's office, and so I dressed like this, right? Exactly. Things like that. So that's pretty cool. So I think it's interesting because you're kind of, you're more just documenting what you're doing on a day-to-day basis instead of manufacturing something else. And so I think at least when I saw it, I know like we talked about some things that you could even do to like kind of like up the game of even your pictures and stuff like that. But I think you were starting with a really cool place, which is just an authentic look at what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, how I'm doing that. And I think it's cool because it's an inspiration for other people to just make their day-to-day stuff better.
Right. Definitely.
Not necessarily, okay, I have to go get this. I have to do this. I have to do that. And so I thought that was really cool. So, but let's talk about why I actually brought you on, what actually kind of inspired this. So like I said earlier, it was this text message you had sent about like maybe some of the concerns you had, the fears you had, like things you were worried about with kind of starting this whole Instagram thing. Can you talk about that a little bit? Like, what were you worried about? And, you know, why did you even like reach out?
So, so when I kind of have anything that I'm starting up new, I normally talk to my husband about it, but then we have our family group text message that I normally text about anything new that I'm doing, and mostly for support and prayer to just get opinions and stuff. So when I texted everybody, I was kind of like letting everyone know my insecurities. When I was starting up this Instagram account, I was like, I've kind of wanted to do it for a little while now, but I was thinking like, what do I have to offer that's different than anyone else? I mean, there's a ton of bloggers out there who like have better cameras than me and probably dress up more and they're like eccentric and fun. And they have a different story than mine that's a little more you'd want to watch. And so
you're like really boring and low key most of the time, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, not that I'm boring all the time, but it's just, I just feel like average, not like, I just feel like I'm an everyday person. I just.
Right. Some people have some like really interesting, or I guess not that yours is disinteresting, but some crazy context.
Right. Like, they have like something that's like, well, like I have to go.
I'm a fashionista in New York. Right.
Right. And so like, I'm trying to compete with like models and street style every day. And I'm like, I'm not going to dress in street style, like New York street style every day. So, but I love following those accounts because they have some really cool stuff on them. But I wanted mine to be more approachable. And then I was just like thinking about like people that I've been involved with my whole life that have maybe judged some of the things I've done and maybe thought that they were silly. And I'm like, well, will they think that this is useful? Like, will they think I'm useful? Which is like such a silly thing to think looking back at my insecurities. Not that I don't think that still sometimes, but it's just, I just don't care what they think anymore. And so that's kind of where I was going. Like, I was really worried about what people were going to think, like, oh, Abby, like, why would she start that? Like, that's silly.
Right.
But I guess now I don't care as much anymore.
Well, I think it was one of the things we talked about even yesterday, right? Which is like, sometimes when you're trying to get started with something, you have that sense of like, do I even have something to offer? What do I have to offer?
Yeah.
You know, like you're getting started. You don't have a fashion degree.
No.
Or anything like that. This is kind of just a thing that you've done your whole life. Mm-hmm. It's just something you are interested in, that you care about, that you think is fun. And I know I kind of went through that a little bit with the podcast too. It was like, okay, do I have something interesting to say?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have, like enough experience, enough things that I could talk about where, or it's also funny just to think about maybe the other people, like you said, in your life that have either like been negative or just maybe don't even know, like you haven't seen them in 3 to 5 years.
Right.
So they don't even know what's been going on for a while that maybe why you're doing this. Right. And so it's like, well, really, Abby started a style blog? She just dressed nice in high school. Like, what's the big deal? But it's like, right, I think that's right. Actually sometimes more approachable because yeah. You're just showing this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I think that's actually more impactful to say, I'm not an expert. I don't have this crazy training or anything like that. I'm just somebody who cares about this, who thinks it's interesting. And I'm going to tell you my experience.
Right.
You know, I think that's becoming more and more popular. And I always think of like Gary Vaynerchuk always says, document versus create.
Right.
Because so many people I think are so worried about like, what can I create? What do I have to offer? What experience or expertise do I have? And it's like sometimes just documenting you either gaining experience or mm-hmm. if you do have some sort of expertise that maybe isn't classical. Mm-hmm. So like you didn't go to school for it, but you kind of had that experience throughout your entire life where there was some confirmation that, hey, I have a natural eye for this.
Right.
It may not be something that that I was actually taught or that somebody said, you know, yeah, now you have the degree, the whatever, the blessing of somebody else to say you can do that.
Right.
But you're just able to say, oh, people seem to be interested in what I'm wearing and why I'm wearing it and where I got it from and how they could do a similar thing. So yeah, I'll tell them about it.
Yeah, no, that's what I think people are split. Like some people like live in this degree culture. It's like, if you don't have a degree in it, you can't do it.
Right.
Or, and other people are like, I don't care about your degree. Like, mm-hmm. can you do it or not? And
right.
So, I'm probably in the middle somewhere. It's like, if you have a degree in something, it's probably good. I mean, but like, are you naturally good at that thing?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of what I'm working with is just color and design. And I love working with those things. So that's why I kind of started the blog. And that was kind of my thing is I want it to be approachable. I want people to say like, well, I have something similar in my closet to what she's wearing today. And I could put that together myself, even if it's not the exact same thing. Like if you want to go out and buy some like basic things that I think like make a wardrobe like complete and you can wear multiple times, even in the same week, I think that that's maybe good purchases to make. And not that buying clothes is bad. I love buying clothes, but sometimes you're in a spot where you can't, and to be able to go into the back of your wardrobe and find something fresh, and or refresh something old,
right,
and put it together that in a way that you've never done before, I think is a really awesome skill to have. And if I can help mm-hmm. people harness that I would love that.
Right. So once you got started, was your experience that, okay, my fears were almost silly, like I didn't have to worry about that? Were some of them confirmed and you realized you just didn't care? Or like, what was that experience when you kind of went from, okay, there's all these thoughts running through your head, mm-hmm. right? Probably before you like hit, yes, I want to start that account
right.
on Instagram.
Right.
But like, what happened once you got started?
So when I got started, I started posting some pictures. I posted first an old picture, of that I had professionally done just to like start it and like explain what I was doing like in the in like the comments of the post. And and on my personal Instagram, which I made a separate Instagram account for this, I didn't take my like followers from my personal Instagram and use them for my blog, because one, those people follow me for my personal life, and I wanted to kind of restart and see if people were actually interested in this, because if I just kept those followers, I wouldn't actually know.
Right.
So that was one thing when I mentioned it on my personal profile that I was starting this, I got immediately like almost 100 followers from my personal account. And so I was like, oh, okay. Like that's not bad. So I was like, okay. And in like one day, like that's what I kind of have built up. And I got all those people like liked the first picture, and I was like, okay, cool. So like people are like down for what I'm doing.
Right.
So then I kept posting pictures. I posted some videos. I asked like poll questions. Like mm-hmm. it's really cool. Instagram has all that built in for you already. Like I didn't have to go into a different program to create those things.
Right.
And people were answering my questions. They were being honest with feedback. I had a couple people ask me if I could like come over and help them style their clothes and like help them come up with different outfit combinations. And that's exactly what I wanted. So, the fears obviously I'm still self-conscious to every time I post something. I'm like, well, is someone going to like this? Will people care? Like, I actually looked bummy today. Do people actually want to see that?
Right.
And like, I think they do, because one, it makes you more approachable and real, because that's like how I dress. Mm. And two, it's just what I wore, so they're going to see it or not. So whatever. But those fears just kind of like, they melt away a little bit. I mean, they're never completely gone, because you're still a little bit self-conscious. But after like getting so much confirmation, it was kind of easy to keep going.
Did you find that you had, so this has just been my experience a little bit with like starting the podcast and everything, was when I went from thinking, okay, like here, I have to tell people what I have to say or something, to almost like having experimentation type mm-hmm. of mindset. I think it really helped that, where like I could put out a video, and if I had in my mind, not, I really hope I get a lot of views on that, or I really hope a lot of people like that picture, or thinking it'll be interesting to see how many people view that video,
right,
or how many
right.
people like that picture. And it's not a major change, but I found it was a really quick like mindset shift for mm-hmm. me that actually changed how I felt about everything. So when I looked at every single episode or every single post as an experiment, right. it went from, okay, if I don't get a lot of likes on that, people are saying they hate me and my, what I have to say is stupid or something like that, to, okay, that doesn't resonate with people. What else might?
Right. No, for sure.
And so you can start to recognize some of those patterns of like, what do people watch? What do people like? What do people look at? You know, those types of things. What gets a better response? Mm-hmm. Not in the context of, okay, well, that validates me as a person, but yeah, as, right. you know, okay, what are people looking for?
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's the thing is I've really had to not work on, but really tell myself, it's like, you're not a better person because people give you more likes. Mm-hmm. You're not more interesting because people give you more likes. It's just like, it is. Especially in a blog setting, it's like, are you showing people kind of what they're looking for?
Right.
Or are you telling them what they're looking for? Like you, so sometimes maybe they're not looking for something specific, but you post something, you're like, oh, well, okay. Yeah, I needed that. So, I've looked at the likes kind of not like, oh, do they like my outfit today? Like, right. or it's like, oh, like maybe I can use what she's doing and like incorporate it in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I think that's one of the things that, again, I don't know, it's just a thought I'm having, right? Which is that a lot of people, I think, have their almost like personal self-worth tied up in something like that. That might be one of the biggest fears people have, is that, okay, well, if I start this and it's not wildly successful, if I don't get 100 followers in the first day, if I don't boom to 100,000 in the first month or something mm-hmm. crazy like that, if I don't have an image that goes viral on Instagram or something like that, like I'm a failure. It's like,
right.
well, what was your goal to begin with?
Right.
Was your goal to begin with to be like the coolest person on Instagram? Or was your goal in the beginning to actually like help somebody else?
Right.
And give them something they could use or something they could leverage, right? And I just remember having a moment one time when I started the podcast, which is like, really, if I think about it, if one person listens to this and it helps them,
right.
like that's actually fine with me. That was worth the, like, at that time it was like me even figuring out some of the stuff. So it was like 3 to 4 hours it took me to like actually figure out how to post an episode mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It's like, well, if one person actually makes some sort of change based on that and it helps them, like that's perfectly fine. Yeah. So I don't know. It's interesting just even thinking about, you know, why you're doing something, I think is really important. And again, I think that's cool. When you started your whole Instagram, it's not necessarily about, you know, how can I become famous on Instagram? It's actually, how can I help other people? I think that really can get rid of some of those fears. It can kind of solve some of those problems. Because if you're really worried about validating yourself as a person, you're doing it for the wrong reasons already. And so,
and I feel like you're going to be let down no matter
what. Yeah.
Because then you're
setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. Because there's always going to be one picture that people don't like as much. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know people who delete those pictures when they don't get a lot of likes and stuff. And I just think, not that it's a bad thing to do. I mean, if you need to keep up some algorithm or something, I understand. But it's like, gosh, it's just kind of sad to me a little bit to think about people getting the validation from that.
Mm-hmm.
Like their actual worth through that, and not just like, oh, good. A lot of people can like use what I posted today
right.
to help themselves. So
do you think, is it still hard to find that balance sometimes when you post something and you don't feel like it got the response you were expecting?
I do kind of think about it a little bit, like, well, okay, what did I do differently today in today's picture versus yesterday's picture? Was it too similar that people were like, oh, same thing? Or was it, or was it too different?
Right.
Like you think it, so you do have to kind of think through what's happening. And it's just kind of like, it's an experiment. Like you're saying, like, what were the factors here? What was I testing? What was my hypothesis? Like, what was I trying to do? So when you're thinking, so I do think about it, obviously, like why they don't, but I don't let it affect like what I think of myself or what I think, what I perceive others are thinking of me.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Actually a partner of our like business the other day, who's like a coach. So they're like a certified coach. It was really interesting. We were actually working through like creating a possible product with that person. And it was so funny. I kept talking about it in the meeting, 'cause she was like, that really like inspired you, or you like got you thinking, right? And I was like, it really did. Like, I'm actually like completely like hung up on this idea, which was in the coaching space. So what she does is often it's about kind of behavior change. So somebody says, I want to be acting differently. I want to be doing something different. And one of the ways she says I help them as a coach is designing experiments. And she said, that's actually like design experiment. And then you come back and you design another one, right? So you kind of get into this whole thing around like, okay, what am I trying to create? What do I think will do that? And then you go do it, test it, see what the results were. And then you come back and use that new information to go again.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the most important things that people don't do when they're trying something like what you did, because sometimes things don't work out. Like you could have started that account, you could have posted on your own personal thing and gotten like one person.
Right.
And you could have said, oh, okay, people don't care about this. I'm not even going to try it. I'm not going to invest any more time and like just let it go. Right. You never post again.
Yep.
Right. But I would look at that and say, you don't have enough data yet. Like you almost have to think about it like a scientist. Like you said, you have to have a hypothesis, which is like, okay, I think that women like me who like maybe don't have a 9-to-5 job, they don't live in a big city, whatever it is, right? Maybe they have kids. Maybe they have a more like kind of on off job, like a nanny or something like that, right? They actually need help because they don't have a specific place they're going to dress up every single day. And so it's not as easy to have inspiration to like dress well and be creative. I think those people need inspiration, right? And so it's like, okay, that's a hypothesis, right? So let's go prove that.
Yes. Well, and then you can kind of, and so maybe not everybody who follows my personal account lives the same life as me.
Right.
They obviously don't. But
nobody on that account lives the same life.
Yeah, right. Nobody lives the same life as me on my personal account. But I'm just like saying I can kind of tailor my hashtags to people who are looking for things like that. Like if I say like hashtag nanny life or hashtag like nanny style or something, people like I've gotten a lot of nanny followers because of that.
That's
on my
funny.
On my account, because, and those are the only hashtags I use. Like I'll use hashtag mom or something too to like kind of gear towards my audience. And not that I dress like a mom, but I think that's kind of the point, is I'm trying to encourage moms. They don't have to dress like a mom, like how people think a mom dresses. So you can use things like that, like different tools in your experiment to like narrow down your audience, or at least reach the audience you're trying to get to. Because like maybe one or two nannies follow me on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like there aren't, it's not a common job that everybody holds. but I can find them, or they can find me,
right,
with the use of different tools on Instagram, like hashtags and stuff like that. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
So if there's somebody maybe watching this who they're thinking about starting something like that, they are maybe in their head just constantly going, no, I'm like too worried about what people think. I'm too worried about whether anybody's going to care or not. I don't think I have the right experience, the expertise, you know, the education maybe to do something like that. What would you say to people like that?
Well, I would say, are you passionate about it? Right. Do you actually love what you're trying to do, or are you doing it because someone else is? I would seek counsel from people that you trust and that love you, who will be honest with you. So like, I would say, I said this yesterday when we first recorded, if you dress like a hobo, maybe don't start a fashion blog. Like if you can't cook, don't start a cooking blog unless you're doing something really cool. Like, hey, I'm going to try to dress more fashionably. Like, what do you guys think of this? So there's always ways to kind of like do what you want in different ways, but like seek counsel from people that you trust. And I would say if you are like, you know, you love it, you're good at it, or you've had confirmation that you're good at it, then just do it. Because if the one girl that you're worried about from college or your one family member that's been like kind of judgmental towards things you do, if they don't like it, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
And if they're going to judge you for it, then they won't follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they will. And then I don't know. So it's just doesn't matter.
Right.
So I would just say, do it.
I think that's a good point, because sometimes I think people get hung up on other people's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like, do you really care about that person's opinion?
Right.
If they're always negative about stuff, if they're always down on everything you're trying, if they're always kind of just being negative, right? If they never have anything good to say, do you really even care what that person thinks? Because, I mean, you could have a billion-dollar idea, or like you're solving a major problem for people. And if they're just that negative person, they're going to be negative. It doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think you have to learn to kind of like, I think you have to learn, number one, who you should trust and who you shouldn't, mm-hmm. right? In your circle.
Right.
Whether it's your friends, your family, like it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And then I think you also have to like learn to take positive and negative feedback or opinions on things, right? Because there also might be that person who's always positive about everything, and they're also not helpful.
Right, right.
Right.
For sure.
And it's like, you really have to have, I think, a good relationship with somebody for them to say, okay, wow, I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And have you thought about this and this and this, mm-hmm. right? Or to say, doesn't seem like a good idea. You should consider this, this, and this, right?
Right, right.
And have that relationship with them to know it's not just because they're jealous of what you're trying to do, or they're always negative or whatever it is, but they actually want the best for you. I think that's an important thing to even think about, is who in your life do you know has like mm-hmm. your best interest in mind and will give you like good, positive or negative opinion on something.
Well, a good example of that is one, well, my husband helps me out with taking pictures every day. And he tells me, he's like, oh, don't use that one. Like,
right.
Not flattering, not doesn't like show off the outfit well or something. Mm-hmm. And so he helps me with that. Another example is you messaged me on Instagram after I posted a couple pictures, and you're like, hey, maybe use like a Visco filter so that everything looks uniform. Mm-hmm. And I at first was kind of not against using filters, but just thinking like, I want it to look like approachable and stuff, but like anybody can download a Visco filter. So it was like good advice. Like, but I had something in my head that was contrary to what you were saying.
Right.
But, after hearing it and thinking about it, I was like, oh, that actually makes sense. Like it makes the page just look more presentable and nicer. And I am trying to help you with presentation, and anybody can download Visco. So, and I'm taking the pictures on my iPhone. So it's not like, it's a still completely approachable way to go about things. It was just different than what I was already doing.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think we talked about this before. It is cool to see the authenticity across the board mm-hmm. of like, okay, I'm not going out and buying this outfit.
Right.
Like that. I didn't go out and like handpick all of these things and then go, oh, outfit of the day. Just woke up. Right.
Some
ridiculous thing like that. Right. It is like, I went into my closet and I did my thing, which is like, mm-hmm. I enjoy picking stuff out and I, you know, kind of color coordinated and all this type of stuff. And so that was fun. And then I used what I had, which is what everybody has, is a smartphone to take the picture, right? And just to create some uniformity, to kind of like establish your visual look, you use something that everybody can use, which is mm-hmm. like the free Visco Cam app, right? Like, I think that, and it's funny because I've actually talked about this with like different people in sports. It's like some of the sports you can actually do on a regular basis are some of the most interesting ones,
right?
Because you can both appreciate how good that person is in comparison to yourself, but you're like, yeah, I've been in that position before, right? Like, I think some of the things like professional football, it's like not everybody can go like on the weekend, like play professional football, but like things like golf or like CrossFit or like, it's like, I can go play that sport tomorrow if I want,
right?
And kind of experience that thing. And so sometimes that approachability of, hey, I could do that, but you did it better than me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the inspiring part. Like, I think
it's
that's
so true.
Cool.
Well, yeah, I think that like when I watch professional basketball and stuff, it's like, oh, I played basketball. And it's like, I could never do that, right. like what you just did. And so then you're like, wow, that's so wildly mm-hmm. impressive.
So I think I always thought that was, what I thought that was cool about your account was the authenticity mm-hmm. of that, to say, like, this is all stuff you can do.
Yeah.
And I want to inspire you to do it kind of like I am.
Yeah.
Not to be me, not to think you have to have all the same clothes I do. You could probably get away with it on a smaller wardrobe, on a tighter budget, on a larger budget. Like, it doesn't matter, right? But I think it's cool to just use tools you have accessible to you mm-hmm. to do that.
For sure.
So I think that's another piece of advice that people should consider is, what do you have available to you? Like, again, even just using an example from, like, I never was interested in doing video for the podcast, mm-hmm. but once we set up this little filming space in the office and, like, we just constantly have the cameras set up, mm-hmm. like, why not?
Yeah, right.
I have it available to me, right? It takes a little bit of, like, it took a little bit of, like, a learning curve because I haven't done a lot of video stuff, mm-hmm. but why not? Use the stuff you have available to you.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. No, that's kind of my whole thing is, and it's even starting the Instagram account has actually even helped me be more creative with my like older clothes. Cause I'm like, oh, like what haven't I worn in a long time? Like I'll even think about it like a little bit more and I'll like, look, I'm like, oh wow. Like an item that like, I just don't wear very often at all is like skirts. And I was like, started looking at through my old skirts and I was like, oh, like I can really like incorporate these into like a ton of outfits with mm-hmm. other things that like I would have normally not put them with. And so that helps. I've like helped myself with, because I've just been looking for more things in my closet. So,
yeah, I think we kind of talked about that the last time we did this too, which was, you know, sometimes it's, you get used to your routine, mm-hmm. the things you wear, the, like the stuff that you see on a regular basis. Right. And it's not until something changes that you actually like may notice it. And so, but it's also sometimes just putting a constraint on yourself.
Right. It's like seeing it through your lens.
Right. Or just deciding, hey, I haven't worn skirts in a while. So,
right. So you want to try to do that.
For the next 3 days, let's try to do skirt outfits because lots of other people might have skirts. Like that's an interesting constraint to put on yourself mm-hmm. that kind of forces you to be more creative.
Right.
And I think that's a really cool thing about having a creative outlet. And it doesn't have to be something like even an Instagram account, a podcast, a YouTube channel, a blog. Like it can just be, hey, I want to take like an iPhone picture every day. Mm-hmm. And you could post that on Facebook. You cannot. But like, what is that kind of creative thing you want to force yourself to do? And I think that's something else we talked about yesterday was like making some sort of commitment to it if you want to try something. So for you, it wasn't like financial. You didn't go buy a camera. You mm-hmm. didn't go buy new outfits or anything like that. But it was that, again, a constraint and a commitment to say, I'm going to try to post every day.
Right.
I'm going to post my outfit every day. Yeah. Whether I think it's awesome, whether I think it's just what I'm wearing, like I'm just going to do it. And so forcing yourself into, you know, again, I keep saying like it's a constraint or a commitment, right? That actually makes you be more creative, I think is really important. It also is like a really good way to get started on something.
Right.
Just to say, I'm going to commit to doing that and hold yourself accountable to it. Like that's a really cool way just to get started, to see what something can be like. And again, designing those experiments to say, what am I going to find out when I commit to that and when I put that constraint on myself?
Right. No, so. Definitely. That's kind of what I've been doing.
Yeah. Well, cool. Have you thought like, where's the blog going to go from here? Or is that, I guess, are you going to even start a blog? Are you
thinking about Instagram? I'm thinking about starting a blog, to go along with it. I'm not changing the Instagram account, but I've decided that I kind of want to encompass some more loves that I have. And, I'm really passionate about nutrition and health and, kind of keeping things clean around you. And I do not mean like picking up and cleaning things. I mean, like, I hate that. but I mean, like, the ingredients that are in products that you use every day and keeping them clean. And so I kind of am changing. I'm not changing it. I'm going to keep doing like style based. Mm-hmm. Like, this is how I achieve these styles. This is why I can wear the clothes that I wear. This is why my face looks clear. This is why different things. And so mm-hmm. I want, the way I eat, the products I use, and how I live my life to kind of be a little bit more part of the blog than it has been. Because right now it's just about clothes. But I'm going to kind of introduce some more aspects of my life into the
I think that's cool because, again, it encompasses more stuff like you like, mm-hmm. but it's also a part of that. Like I've followed a lot of like men's style things.
Yeah.
And it almost always seems like that person branches out into, okay, well, the reason I can get away with wearing like tight, nice V-neck shirts is because I actually go to the gym every day.
Right.
And like, right. like that's one of the first parts of like style is like making sure you're not like sloppy.
Right. No, and for so sure.
I think that is a pretty natural progression that happens, but it's also cool that it's not something you have to force onto it. It's actually something you do on a regular basis anyways.
Yes.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are we going to see you styling your husband come onto the blog?
Maybe. I've thought about it. he dresses pretty well. He's been doing awesome. When we first met, it not so much, but it's changed leagues and years. So yeah.
That would be a fun like thing if you could have gone back.
Right, like, I know.
Let's document Tyler's advancement from when I found him to where he is now.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Which is really funny because Tyler can hear us right now.
Yeah, he can hear us. Whatever. I thought about doing like children's fashion too, like just including Phoebe in there and like people ask me where I get her clothes all the time. And so just including it maybe even once or twice a week, just like mm-hmm. what she's wearing. Because she grows out of her clothes, she wears the same thing decently often because I'm not buying her so many clothes. But it's fun to do. I think it's fun to do everybody's. I might include some videos or some pictures of me styling someone else too in a way that they maybe didn't taking their clothes and putting them together in a way that they haven't done before
right.
and things like that. So I'm hoping to branch out and do some more things.
I think that's cool. And I think, again, it kind of goes back to some of the things we talked about, which is like getting started on something mm-hmm. and actually not jumping in too far right away. Because while you do want to make a commitment, you do want to have something that kind of like holds you accountable to doing mm-hmm. that. You don't want to bite off way too much in the beginning and have it be so overwhelming that you have to stop.
And that's kind of my middle name is being so overwhelmed right. that I have to stop.
Well, but if so you, if
it's naturally how one. I work. So like I've right. had like the encouragement of people who are very slow and really think through things. Mm-hmm. And so, which is my husband, he is just thinks through everything before he does it. And so when you combine us, it's like somewhere in the middle. So I'm trying to
some sort of healthy functioning
yeah,
human
right,
being.
Yeah, right. right. Yeah. What is that? I think if you combine our ways of thinking, then it really, especially when it comes to Instagram account, it really has helped me keep it to a level that I can mm-hmm. actually do it.
So. Well, if you think about it, if you had from day one been like, okay, here's what I want to do. Like my end goal is I want to actually like go into people's closets with them mm-hmm. and like live on Instagram, help them pick out outfits. And so I got to find 10 people so that,
right.
and like all these things, like it could have gotten really overwhelming really fast. Mm-hmm. Right. Or even finding those people may have been very difficult. But if you get started the way you're getting started and you just put stuff out there, you get people now start even asking and coming to you for that.
Right.
Number one, it's a natural next step, but it's also like a steady progression into what you want to do versus jumping all in all at once, getting super overwhelmed, you know, jumping into the deep end and like drowning. Right.
Yeah.
Versus okay, yeah, I can do this. I can do that. I can mm-hmm. do this. And like slowly building up to it.
Definitely.
So, all right. So we've been talking about the Instagram. Where do people find you to follow it?
You can go to Everyday Style by Abigail. That is my handle, I think okay. they call it.
Is it Instagram. Just on Instagram now? Or do you
yeah, it's right now it's just on Instagram.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
How millennial of you to just only have an Instagram.
I know.
All yeah. right. Well, thanks for being on the podcast.
You're
it was
welcome.
Fun. Thanks for doing it twice.
Yeah, you're welcome, sort of.